If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, August 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans' applications for auto loans, mortgages, and credit cards earlier this year were put at risk when the credit reporting company Equifax sent erroneous credit score data to lenders.
We've heard stories that people, because of this error, they crossed a line, a 620 credit score line, which is the threshold by which some people don't get loans.
So how does something like that happen? And what should you do if data on your own credit report doesn't look right? Reporter Andrew Ackerman broke this story for the WSJ. He'll go into the details for us after the break.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Lots of Americans pay close attention to their credit score. It can mean the difference between securing a mortgage or a credit card or being denied. And many got a shock earlier this year when their loan applications were rejected, not because they had mismanaged their finances, but because the credit reporting company Equifax misreported their scores by as much as 20 points. Andrew Ackerman reported on this exclusively for The Wall Street Journal, and he joins us with more. Hey, Andrew, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Andrew, how could something like this happen? What did Equifax say caused the error, and who was affected?
Equifax said they had a technology coding issue. People affected were those applying for auto loans, mortgages, and credit cards during a three-week period in March and April of this year. People who are applying for credit basically from banks and non-banks, lenders big and small. Equifax has said that they fixed the error.
Now, you report that the error caused some people's scores to be off by 20 points or more in either direction. How could a discrepancy like that affect someone's finances?
It was enough to alter the interest rate consumers were offered or to result in their applications being rejected altogether. We've heard stories that people, because of this error, they crossed a line, a 620 credit score line, which is the threshold by which some people don't get loans. We don't know the total number of people who didn't get loans or were affected to such an extent that it changed their interest rates. But Equifax did say that the glitch didn't alter the information in consumers' credit reports. It just affected the way their scores were calculated.
Okay, but where does that leave consumers who were denied credit or offered a higher or lower interest rate than they deserved? What are the lenders doing about that?
They're considering repricing loans and giving rejected applicants an opportunity to reapply. That can get complicated because of recent interest rate increases. But basically, consumers are going to have to contact their lenders if they haven't heard from them already. You know, mortgage lenders sought about 2.5 million credit scores in March and April when the error occurred. But because they typically view credit scores from each of the three credit reporting companies, the glitch's effects on mortgages may have been blunted. That's what we were told by some industry officials. So it kind of remains to be seen. I think that the effects are going to be definitely more pronounced in auto lending, where they only see one score. But the problem is, if you missed out on the car you wanted in April because your score was affected by this, there's not a lot of recourse they can provide you.
So where does the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau come down on this? Hasn't the agency's radar already been focused on the three main credit reporting companies?
This glitch is probably going to land Equifax in more hot water with the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They are already investigating all three credit reporting companies. So that's Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, mainly for how they deal with consumer errors. So this will just be an added issue that Equifax will likely have to address with its regulator. We reported earlier this year that Equifax was already under investigation from the CFPB for the way they address errors in their credit reports. And we know through our own reporting that the other two, Experian and TransUnion, are also under investigation as well for how they address disputes.
You know, Andrew, errors aren't uncommon in people's credit profiles, whether they're the result of a computer glitch or not. But if somebody thinks the numbers might not be right, what can they do?
That's an excellent question. In reporting out the story, I was told that as many as 5% of U.S. consumers have errors in their credit reports. If you think that you were affected or that your credit report is problematic, you can file a complaint with the credit bureau directly. But that's tricky because the credit bureau's customers aren't consumers. They're the lenders. So we've just heard anecdotally they're not always super responsive to individual consumers. You can go through your lender. That is one other route. Or you can file a complaint with the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is responsive to consumer complaints.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
All right. Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.